Royal Radio on Siren Radio with Natalie Hayes Cowley and some of the finest theatricals on the planet.
I'm Chris Johnson, and you have ears. Enjoy.
Yes, absolutely. And Chris Johnson will, of course, be back at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln in a matter of weeks from now. I know it's approaching pantomime season, but before then, lots and lots and lots of great stuff happening, as will be manifesting over the next 50 or so minutes, because in the studio it is, as we heard on the ident there, Natalie Hayes Cowley. How are you, Natalie?
I am very well. How are you?
Wonderful. Good to actually connect with your bass. I can turn on your microphone for a moment there. I don't know. It's just one of those days. The excitement. Excitement of sort of another Royal Radio. It's just too much. And we've also got Ollie Rushby. How are you, Ollie?
I'm good. Yourself?
Very good. Of course, we've got Natalie and yourself, Ollie. What's not to love? We've even got two wonderful people who'll be appearing at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln in the near future coming along. The Black Veil's very own John Goodrum, and from Tommy the Album Live, Doug Freeman. But, Natalie, the reason we're having a kind of Aretha Franklin theme in part of the programme today is for a very significant reason, is it not?
It is indeed. We have Respect, the show all about Aretha Franklin's songbook, and Saturday the 21st of September, so next Saturday at 7:30, she is coming to the building.
Now, Piercing the Veil are indeed a rock band, and indeed name of a podcast by Robin Pierce. But the Black Veil, something completely different, all by Rumpus Theatre Company. Shall we just hold it there and not give anything away at this particular moment before we actually start finding out more about the Black Veil? Eerie, nightmarish, chillingly spooky, and, according to the Derbyshire Times, a surefire winner. Details to come after Aretha and George.
Like a warrior that fights and wins the battle.
Newly qualified doctor Stephen Ruggles has just arrived home on a stormy winter's evening and is warming himself by the fire. A mysteriously veiled elderly woman arrives at his door and begs him to visit a nameless patient at daybreak the following morning. Against his better judgment, Ruggles agrees, only to find himself embroiled in a web of lies and deceit that ends in death. But for whom? Frightening. We've even lost one of the key folk from the Black Veil, John Goodrum. He's, you know, what's happened? You know, where's John Goodrum gone? But this is a play based on Charles Dickens' classic Victorian thriller, which I must admit I was unaware of, The Black Veil. Of course, many people think of Dickens and think, oh yeah, Oliver Twist, Pickwick Papers, Nicholas Nickleby, and so on. But Woodrow, of course, a very key writer in terms of thriller and more, Natalie.
Yes, absolutely. And Rumpus are renowned for bringing these fantastic productions to the theatre, and they always have lots of lovely twists and turns and keeps you on the edge of your seat. So I'm really looking forward to watching this one.
It's looking good, and it's literally a fairly short time at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, 16th to the 17th of September. So
it is indeed. Actually, just whilst we're on that, we've got a matinee performance on the Tuesday, the 2:30 p.m. and there's a special offer on that, so it's £12.50 tickets, and if you want a tea and cake, it's only £3.50, which is a bargain.
As they used to say about a certain ambassador in a certain commercial for a certain brand of chocolate, you spoil us, Natalie. You spoil us with these things. You do. But well worth accessing from that. And again, you read into that season of mist and mellow fruitfulness, so it kind of really captures the mood, really, in terms of the thriller, etc. So maybe a matinee, and who knows, with respect to the weather we've been having, what will be happening on that basis.
Yes,
it's a nice stormy night we're doing, isn't it?
So, John Goodrum, his part with the actual company is?
He's a producer and he's the owner of the company, so he's, and he also performs in a lot of their shows as well, so he's really invested in it, and his attention to detail is perfect.
The reason we're doing this is basically, if he listens to the podcast and he hasn't managed to connect with us, he can basically have massive guilt and basically sort of say, oh, Nat, I'm so devastated I could actually be there, but, you know, here, have half of the profits, we'll put it straight into the theatre. Just raising that, John, you know, it's a thing to do from that point of view. But The Black Veil is the title, and of course, are tickets still available? Because I mean, it's such a good offer.
Yeah, we've still got some tickets there, so
accessing that a wonderful way. Yeah. And must sort of put that because that's the same time pretty much as, of course, Freshers Week happens at the University of Lincoln.
Yes.
What better way if you've got your parents, once they've actually dropped off their child, perhaps, or said, that's it, you know, go and see The Black Veil.
Great idea.
Do you think
love
so?
That idea.
It's
the joined
that's
up wonderful.
Thinking.
Yeah.
You know, sort of you deal with the sort of the off you go, entertain yourself, etc. Yeah. We're off to the theatre.
And to be terrified.
Exactly. It's cathartic. No, they haven't quite finished. Truly a mega band, although several of the members sadly in Heaven FM these days, with George Harrison and, of course, Roy Orbison and Tom Petty, of course, all part of the Travelling Wilburys. Still, Life Jeff Lynne's still with us, so that's good.
That's good.
And we sort of motor on. And why Travelling Wilburys, in terms of why did we just give that little an area? They're heading for the light. We haven't pierced the black veil because the light has shone upon it. And as we said, John, perhaps otherwise engaged. Never mind. But why are we into a Wilbury moment, please? Ollie.
So we've got a great show coming this Friday, Robertson and the Travelling Wilburys Experience. So basically, as you probably know, Alex, it's one of the I think it's probably the first ever supergroup formed, I believe.
Yeah, the arguable sort of things from them, because there were various sort of attempts in the 60s where people got together. Eric Clapton got together with George Harrison, I think, kind of emerged from that side of things, that you'd have musicians who are very famous in their own field and being talented individual folk. The notion of the Travelling Wilburys, you know, you've got George Harrison, ex-Beatle, of course, Jeff Lynne, Electric Light Orchestra, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan. Of course, who's still
listen
with us.
All off there,
exactly.
So basically, the show's come in and it'll showcase the best of the Wilburys tracks, but also each individual
artist
as well. Exactly. So you'll have a bit of Here Comes the Sun, Mr. Blue Sky, Pretty Woman.
Maybe even a little touch of Tom Petty, I Won't Back Down.
Well, maybe so.
Always the way forward. Never go up that hill halfway to the new theatre, a Royal Lincoln, and you won't even want to back down. keeping music live, because that's what we do with the Travelling Wilburys. I hadn't realised that with the Travelling Wilburys on the 13th of September, you've got big screen action.
Of course, big
screen
yes.
action. 30th anniversary special. Unbelievable. 30 years. Where do they go, Natalie? Yeah, and as a 32-year-old, you should sort of...
I haven't quite got there yet.
If only. Oh, shush.
No, I'll give it over.
Shush.
Yeah, remember, it's the experience, not the mileage, Holly.
It's very true.
It's just a number. Some things get better with age.
Oh, precisely. Oh, fine wines, and so it goes. That's the key thing from that. Okay, so Travelling Wilburys, as we mentioned, tickets again available, because I'm conscious that we're pretty close to the
yeah,
whole
no,
thing.
Yeah, no, tickets are selling fast for that one, but there are still a few there.
A few
so
left, yeah.
Exactly. And we'll have a little sequence from that as well. But talking about anniversaries, it would seem that if I mentioned Up on the Roof, on Broadway, Under the Boardwalk, Saturday Night at the Movies, Saturday Night at the Movies, who cares what picture we see?
Lovely.
Very nice. Yeah.
The Drifters.
The Drifters.
Yay.
Very excited for this one. Very excited. These guys are great. I mean, they've been going now. It was actually their 65th anniversary tour last year.
Still kissing in the back row of the movies.
And they're still kissing in the back row of the theatre. But yes, they're coming this Saturday, 7:30 performance. Tickets are limited now for this show. But isn't it amazing? I know, obviously, the lineup obviously changed over the years, but they're still going and they're still so crisp.
It's a draw, doesn't it, as well?
Yeah,
well, it's because
absolutely.
The songs you're more than a number iconic. In their little red book.
Oh, very
yes.
More than a number.
You're good at this.
Which one would you like? I mean, Under the Boardwalk, Saturday Night at the Movies, More Than a Number in My Little Red Book, Lucille, The Way I Feel, Honey Love, If You Don't Come Back, there are so many. Some Kind of Wonderful, When My Little Girl Is Crying. No, do that. Take it to the new theatre or
Some Kind of Wonderful, because that's okay. From Dirty Dancing, and I love all the Dirty Dancing.
And remember, Ollie, classic line, nobody but nobody puts Natalie in the corner.
They definitely don't.
All you have to do is touch my hand. Happens to me wonderful. That's some kind of wonderful. Anytime my little world sees blue wonderful. I just have to look at you wonderful. And everything wonderful. Seems to be wonderful. Some kind of wonderful. Wonderful. I know I can't express this feeling of tenderness. There's so much I want to say, but the right words don't come my way.
Some Kind of Wonderful. On Siren Radio, it is the wonderful podcast, which is a Royal Radio. And clearly the reason we're playing The Drifters is because in heading for a sellout, we have The Drifters back on tour in the UK. Brand new show. It's The Drifters. It's they themselves.
It's them themselves.
Exactly. People will say, yeah, but you know, the Travelling Wilburys, they can't possibly sort of have several coffins on the stage. No, it's not that kind of show, you know. It's not one. But we've got excellent consummate musicians, but these are wonderful, the Drifters, etc. Listed among the greatest artists of all time by Rolling Stone magazine.
It's not a bad accolade, that, is it?
I think so. Not that Mick Jagger has anything to do with it, but whatever. Right. Moving on, it's a kind of rock theme that we've been having here, but let's not talk about rock, let's talk about wood. Scissors, paper. We'll move on to sometimes the scripting I've done on these shows, Ollie. As you can tell, we worked so hard. Our email correspondents just say, where are we going on this? But it is time, if you haven't already done so, to book those Pint of Man tickets, is it not, Natalie?
Absolutely. We need to get people in the festive mood. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed everywhere in all the shops, all the Christmas things are out? I was a little bit annoyed, but do you know what? It's fine because we do with Pantone.
Exactly the same.
But yeah, no, it really is. I think when it comes to sort of September, people are now sort of thinking of the autumn, winter season, and obviously the sort of pinnacle moment of the festivity season is visit to the pantomime.
Is there another moment for the festivity season? it's clearly the... You got Melinda Messenger.
Yes.
You've got Chris Johnson. Yes. You've got other favourites who are actually there. Sadly, you don't have the Cowley brothers because they've gone to Huddersfield. I could barely say it.
But they've done a fantastic job, haven't they?
Off to Huddersfield still, never mind. but we do actually have awesome cast. Talk to us about it, please, Natalie, for people who might literally have been hiding in the woods of Sherwood and haven't realised that the photo shoot has now indeed taken place.
The photo shoot has. So we had Melinda Messenger and Barney Harwood in the building last week. We had a fantastic photo shoot in their costumes. We had Chris Johnson. We had Zoe, who's made Marion. Everyone here. Lots of fun with bows and arrows and glitter dust. And yeah, they look brilliant. They're all very excited, all ready to go. The script is there, ready for the actors to kind of come to life with it, really. So it's exciting.
It is going to be fantastic. Ollie, is this your second pantomime now, or is it your...
Well, this is my first in this role.
Right.
Many years, many moons ago. Yeah. Retired from that.
Back in the day.
He's not retired. He does. Do you know, we actually had a delivery of some costumes the other day.
Right.
He was in there,
swimwear.
No, honestly, Harvey and Ollie in the marketing team, as soon as something arrives costume-wise, for pantomime, they're straight there to try them on. Just
I feel
to test
like it's
them,
forced, but
it's absolutely not forced. They love it. They love it.
It's taking one for the team, Ollie. Obviously,
yeah, you've got to see it fits, don't you?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, that's Ollie Rushby, man in tights,
dame dress with headpiece, everything.
Right.
Gorgeous.
Whole hog, don't you?
Yeah.
There we are. Listen, hats off to one of our former co-hosts of the Joys of Royal Radio, of course, Jasmine Foley,
yes.
Who's done very, very well.
She's done so well. We're so proud of her. She was in the top five in America. And I was obviously saying to you earlier, in my opinion, I am very biased. She was beautiful, and for me, she should have come first. But we're so proud of her. She really enjoyed it. She's got so much out of it. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm meeting with her on Friday, so I'm excited to find out what the next competition will be.
Indeed, I mean, she might even graduate to having her own sort of Royal Radio podcast special just on Jasmine Foley's
just
world
on Jasmine,
trips, really.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Very exciting.
Yes.
In the words of Roy Orbison,
sweet dream, baby. Sweet
had nearly 18 years of yesterdays and tomorrows, and tonight I must remember as many of them as I can. Tonight, more than any other night of my life, I want to feel alive. Well, simply get yourself to any theatre, I'm sure, a new theatre, Royal Lincoln. That's sorted out. Oh, no, Private Peaceful, who's reliving the life of Private Tommy Peaceful, or Tomo Peaceful, a young First World War soldier awaiting the firing squad. An interesting one which caught my eye on the 5th of October. So again, times if you're booking ahead from that point of view to have a look for that point of view. And as you said, won by Michael Morpurgo,
yes,
of course.
Yes, Roger Warhorse. So it's a classic, this one. It's really good for young audience as well. Secondary school age, if you're into that kind of thing, it's definitely worth coming along. It's hard hitting.
And again, just look at Alice Wonderful, Alice Wonderland through
Alice
the looking.
Yeah, trying to dance.
It is wonderful. That looks again outrageously fantastic. If you are intrigued at all, may I heartily recommend that you go to the New Theatre Royal Lincoln.co.uk website, .com website.
Yes.
Yes. And you can see YouTube videos of some of these activities
you can,
as
yeah.
well. So, I know, it's strange that we're promoting that on radio. We could describe them.
Oh, yeah, we should do that, yeah.
Wonderland Through the Looking Glass with prefix Alice, of course, on the 11th of October.
Yeah.
So, again, things to actually sort of consider from that. And indeed, further on, Buddy Holly makes a return, not the original one.
Yeah, we're not going back down that line
exactly.
yet.
he wouldn't be flying in, would he?
And
his cricketers, and I know that hurts given the recent Australian results, but never mind. Let's work on something else from that point of view. It is. But the New Theatre Royal Lincoln hosts, of course, a wonderful evening with Buddy Holly and his cricketers, not crickets, what we did there, on the 13th of October, which is worthwhile wondering and going to.
Yeah.
Natalie, do you have a favourite Buddy Holly number?
Oh, gosh, there's so many.
Mm.
Oh, I think that'll be the day like that.
Yeah,
yes.
that does come in. That Raining on My Heart.
Yeah, say,
always a classic. From
bit of heartbeat as well. Don't mind a bit of heartbeat.
Yeah. I mean, I personally like the Thigh Slapper.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Beautiful song.
Shall we do that?
Let's actually do it.
So, and if you listen to this at home, unless you're listening to it in a car and you're driving, in which case it's not safe to do this, let's start tapping slapping our thighs in a kind of... 1, 2, 3, right.
Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Every day it's getting faster. Everyone said, go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Every day seems a little longer. Every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Yours will surely come my way.
Splendid. In a few moments, we will hopefully be featuring from Tommy the Album Live, as opposed to Tommy Album Live. It's easy to confuse. Doug Freeman. A bit of background about Doug, Ollie. What's his?
Yeah, so he's the lead singer from the group. They actually came to us earlier this year with Quadrophenia Live, which was a packed house, that one. So basically, the show is, you'll probably tell you more about it, but it's going to feature pretty much the songs on the album Tommy, with a few more great hits from The Who chucking at the end too.
Exactly. The band The Who resonates with so much modernness, that there's a sort of added modernness to this whole side of things. See Me, Hear Me, Feel Me, it's Pinball Wizard. Amazing. Quite literally amazing. Scooters or without scooters, just amazing. Pinball machines or no pinball machines. Yeah, I realise we're going to be focusing on the awesome Doug Freeman. I hadn't realised the Gold Hawks are actually in there as well, and that they've been performing in Lincolnshire, and it's the 50th anniversary of the classic album. It's just welcome to Royal Radio, John. Doug Freeman, how are you, Doug?
I am fine, thanks. Fine. How are you?
Very good indeed. And I mean, clearly, having done the wonders of Lincoln, I see that later on you're performing in Scunthorpe, actually, on October the 11th.
That might be moved, actually.
Oh.
It might be. We might be moving it to next year because of some logistical things.
Now, that is one of the reasons why, you see, with Natalie Hayes Cowley, who runs a very tight ship with respect to the New Theatre Royal Lincoln, we know that all is well with the world when we say, Natalie, that Tommy, the album live, is going to be at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln at
Friday the 20th of September. Hello, darling. Next Friday, 7:30.
Right. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Lincoln's a brilliant place. We did Quadrophenia there earlier this year.
You did.
And it was amazing. It was a sold-out crowd, and just fantastic people. A beautiful theatre, too.
Do I detect a slight northeastern accent there, Doug? Is it because I'm just hallucinating once again, you know?
That's right. I'm from the northeast. Originally, I'm from Stockton-on-Tees, but I got record deals and moved down to London straight out of school. Well, when I was kicked out of school.
Well, I mean, Doug, I'm from Middlesbrough, so obviously we're bonding on a northeast basis here.
Northeasterners do.
And let's not forget, in 2026, 26 minutes past 8 o'clock, 200 years since the first passenger railway was established between Stockton and Darlington.
Yeah,
just started rolling
that up. Where did that come from?
Also, the match was invented in Stockton-on-Tees.
Exactly. Yeah. The first.
And the first bell from Big Ben was made in Stockton-on-Tees.
Precisely.
Wow.
We're just raising issues here in terms of the twinning of Stockton-on-Tees with Lincoln. Work on that tremendously. So talk to us a bit about your fascination with The Who then, Doug, and why Tommy Whichester. I can't believe it's 50. I mean, 5 decades since this actually emerged. Astounding.
I know. It's quite terrifying thinking of the length of time. 5 decades. And I think the music still stands up to today. When I was at school in Stockton-on-Tees, I'm a very small chap, about the same height as Roger Daltrey now. Mm. And I was kind of mothered by the girls at school, and some older girls took me along to see The Who when I was about 14 in Manchester. And it would just change my life. Literally, I stood on the side watching this, and I thought, my God, there's more to life than what I'm doing. And that was it. That moment changed my life. I can't remember much about the concert. I just remember about the emotion and the feel of the whole thing. So I went on to be in several bands and have record deals. Melody Maker touted me as a cross between Bruce Springsteen and The Who, which I could take any day. And then after deals went sour, we did tours and all that fell through. We decided to get this band together because everybody in the band, it's an 8-piece band, and we all absolutely love The Who. So we thought, why don't we just play the music of The Who? Let's just do it. It's so much easier to get rid of the shackles of business and get out. And we did it. And we toured 80 dates for Quadrophenia, which culminated in Brighton on the bank holiday. That sold out. We had Phil Daniels. And,
I mean, it had to culminate in Brighton, let's face it, with all the mods and rockers from that point of view.
It was
essential. I mean, although, having said that, Scooter Festival in Lincoln on an annual basis.
Scooter
on the
Waterfront, yes. Yeah. So. We got an award for that for our Ruby Royal. We got a trophy there, actually,
Exactly.
Honestly, we do.
Yeah, we're hoping to do the Lincoln one next year. That'd be great fun.
That'd be great.
We'll work. Time Out defined the band as superb rock opera perfection. For Tommy at the musical live, and what better endorsement can you have than Wolfie Foxlow, a close friend of Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey, who said it's the closest you will ever get to the real thing.
Yes, indeed.
It humbles us really, seriously. I mean, we've got hundreds of 5-star reviews like that, and standing ovations. When we get a standing ovation at the end of the show, we still can't believe it. It's like, what, do we deserve this? But it is really humbling. But it's The Who's music. At the end of the day, we owe it all to The Who.
And obviously the rock opera originated in 1969. I think the movie, of course, was particularly impactful from that point of view. And was it Michael? No, it wasn't Michael Wisher. It was Michael Wisher.
Ken Russell, exactly.
Yes. Contemporary Ken Russell, who really sort of opened up a whole range of that. We have to ask the question, Doug, do you have a favourite Who track? Because, I mean, obviously we've got a range here from Long Live Rock, Let's See Action, You Better You Bet, Can't Explain, Pictures of Lily, etc.
There are so many.
I know it's tough call, but you know, this is what's going to take us out of this particular sequence into the comedy night sort of sequence that Natalie's keen to actually promote.
I can't think of anything that'll take us into the comedy night, but one track which resonates with me is a track called Imagine a Man, which The Who are playing live now. It's off the Who by Numbers story. It's a very poignant song and a beautiful song, and I think as I'm getting older, that's the kind of song that hits my heart.
I can imagine it would. See what I did there. But sadly, Mr. Computer doesn't have that. Obviously, we need a substitute.
Computer says no. Let me see. Well, it's got to be Won't Get Fooled Again.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that does sort of say so many sort of things about life, the universe, and, of course, Brexit. I said the word.
Oh,
I wasn't going to
talk
about that.
No!
And the thing is, we continue to get fooled every single step of the way.
Natalie, just remind us how people can book tickets immediately, because, I mean, literally there's very few available for this 20th of September.
Yes,
awesome.
Just head to our website, www.newtheatreworldlincoln.co.uk, or call our box office. And get your tickets. It's going to be a fantastic night. We're really looking forward to seeing you guys next Friday, 7:30.
Yeah, we were so looking forward to being there again so much.
You know, I really should actually try and make an effort to actually get along and actually bond with the Stockton lad again, you know.
Absolutely.
Come and have a drink with us. Please do.
Doug Freeman from Tommy the Album Live. Many thanks indeed. And, of course, let's mention the Goldhawks. Is it the Goldhawks are actually there? Or do you use the name the Goldhawks? Am I just hallucinating once again?
So it's the Goldhawks, it's the name of obviously where the Who started off in the Gold Hawk Road in Shepherd's Bush, where some of our band actually live, so it kind of works.
Hence the reason that I knew there was a connection there. It's just in case people. So has left you gone off on a random thing again? You know, time for the Who. And then on the 24th of October... Oh, the hilarity! The joy! The amazement! It is indeed another night of laughter and comedy at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln.
Absolutely.
So we've had a few of these this year. The last one was in July, and Tom Binns, Ivan Brackenbury, he closed up and everybody was wetting themselves. Well, I was anyway.
Ivan Brackenbury! Yes.
That's exactly
brilliant. It.
So good.
So funny.
I think you could probably rival him, though, to be fair.
Oh, please.
but yeah, so this is our last one of the year, Si. We have got more coming next year.
We've got five next year.
Five next year, which is exciting.
But Scottish Comedian of the Year, Larry Dean.
That's decent, that, isn't it? I think he also recently got an award, I believe, at Edinburgh Fringe Festival as well. So in 2018, he's a big comedian. He's been alive at the Apollo. Well, you recognise his face when you see him. We've also got Jamie Sutherland and Sean Percival, who've been lifelong comedians.
20 years in Sean Percival's case.
Good bit of time in that. They've toured at Glastonbury, all the Reading festivals, and all those kind of things. So,
frankly, LOL mandatory. I mean, it's not optional. Yeah. You know, you will be laughing out loud throughout the entire thing. Smiley face on that basis. And astoundingly, if you're a student and you've bedded down into the University of Lincoln, then a mere £9.50.
That's it. Just come to the box office with your ID and
950 English pennies, and you're sorted.
Absolutely.
It's better and better. Astoundingly, we have progressed the programme from what has kind of been music, but then we've moved into other sort of areas, a little teaser head to the pantomime, etc. And there's still so much more we could have actually mentioned and talked about.
So much.
Just goes to show. Best place to go to find out details on how to contact the New Theatre Royal Lincoln, Natalie, would be
www.newtheatreroyallincoln.co.uk.
Excellent. And Ollie, we will get a jingle for you and I, don't I'm
no,
sure.
Don't worry about
no,
that.
No, well, yeah, of course, there is that danger.
If you need me to come in and do vocals, just let me know, won't you?
I've got a bit. In costume or without costume? Oh,
of course, okay. Yeah.
Very good. So we rest for a moment, at least, for 2 or 3 weeks before Royal Radio returns with a whole range of other sort of previews, etc. I'm sure the Black Veil will be worth seeing in many ways. So sadly, we didn't manage to connect with John Goodrum, but that's okay.
No, he's lovely. He's possibly just preparing.
He's in Derby.
Yes.
You know, sometimes just getting through to Derby itself is almost impossible. It's different border, different county, and so on. But Doug Freeman, we thank you. Thanks to you, Oliver Rushby,
and of course
Natalie Hayes Cowley. I'm annoying with respect to the comedy night aspect here. I mean, clearly we could have Laughter in the Rain, Neil Sedaka. We could have The Laughing Gnome, David Bowie. We could actually have She Makes Me Laugh, The Monkees, but that's a bit too gender-specific, really. Mm. So I think in the end I've decided to actually go for the Singing in the Rain number, which, of course, is Make 'em Laugh.
Love that.
That's the sort of way forward.
Nice musical theme as well.
Exactly. Do we use Break a Leg as our strap?
We do.
We do.
We do.
Then in which case we need to say it after three. 1, 2, 3.
Break a leg.
Make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son, but be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Now you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you could charm the critics and have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel, the world's at your feet. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My grandpa said go out and tell 'em a joke, but give it plenty of hope. Make 'em roar, make 'em scream. Take a fall, but a wall, split a seam. You start off by pretending you're a dancer with grace. You wiggle till they're giggling all over the place. And then you get a great big custard pie in the face. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh, don't you? All the what? My dad. They'll be standing.